Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. This is Jamie Floyd sitting in for Brian. Yesterday, on the one-year anniversary of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood released the winners of a $1.5 billion in transportation grants under the Transportation Investments Generating Economic Recovery, or TIGER, program. The Moynihan Station Project received $83 million of that grant to reinvent Penn Station and the surrounding area. But for a project with a price tag that is predicted to go over $1 billion, how much does the TIGER grant help? And how much overall has stimulus money really advanced the transportation causes in New York and around the country? Joining us now for the third of our three-part series, taking a closer look at the effectiveness of the stimulus bill, is WNYC reporter Andrea Bernstein, who covers all things New York Transit, and Will Schroer, a state policy director for Smart Growth America and a national transportation advocacy group. Andrea, it's great to see you, and Will, welcome to WNYC. Well, we're going to start with you because we want to know more about TIGER grants that cleared yesterday. Which states were the biggest winners? And I guess I should ask you also, which were the biggest losers?
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. Well, the big winners, I think, were any place that has a lot of freight passing through it. And the most important of those was Chicago, which got $100 million for CREATE, which is a big acronym that basically means separating all the freight railroads from the passenger railroads and getting the freight off the ground so that it doesn't hold up traffic. So very exciting project in Chicago. And then there were two other big freight corridors, the Crescent Corridor through Tennessee and Alabama, and the National Gateway Freight Rail Corridor, quite a mouthful, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. And what both of those do is basically make it easier for railroads to run so-called double-stack trains, which is, maybe you've seen these on trains, but if you're in the East, not as often. One container on top of another makes transporting freight a lot cheaper, and those are the big winners yesterday.
What about the big losers?
Well, there are a couple of states that really didn't see anything. Georgia was hopeful that its streetcar project for Atlanta would be funded. It was not one of the – there were several streetcar projects funded, but Atlanta not one of them. Florida, I think, probably got its bite at the apple when it got its high-speed rail money a couple of weeks ago. It didn't really see anything. I think those were a little surprising.
Well, Andrea, let's talk then about the TIGER grant and what it does for Moynihan Station. Is it going to clear up the picture of when this work will finally get started on this project? Because I've been going by waiting for the work to start for years, it seems.
Unfortunately, no. And, you know, in some ways, the Moynihan Station project is arguably the sort of outlier in these TIGER grants, which is to say that a lot of places around the nation that got these grants really got money to help move people around in different ways or to places that they can't get to from transit. For example, Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey got a grant to build a network of bike lanes, $23 million of bike lanes to knit those communities together. Will mentioned streetcar projects. There's bus rapid transit, for example, which is very fast bus lines where you have things like off-board loading, segregated lanes, and a number of other measures to make the buses much faster. New York applied to get money for its bus rapid transit network on 1st and 2nd Avenue, but did not. The Moynihan Station project is just one of those things that that New York's elected officials have been trying to get out of Washington for years. I mean, I remember being at a press conference with then President Clinton and Senator Moynihan announcing that this project would happen. You know, how many years ago was that? And it's been beset by delays. It's been beset by lack of, you know, sort of clear goals. One of the problems for Moynihan Station is that, you know, there is a train station now. It's ugly. But you can get in and out of Manhattan pretty easily by train. So it's unclear whether having a beautiful station, which is clearly a worthy project, would help get people in and out. So what this particular grant would do, $80-some-odd million, is build more entrances to the platforms from the west side of the station to sort of begin to lay the groundwork for the Moynihan station. But that project still needs billions more dollars in federal funding to really, you know, actually get a station built.
Did New York get any money for new ways to move people around?
In this set of grants, it did not. Although, you know, one of the interesting things is that I was in Washington a couple weeks ago, and the Federal Transit Administrator, Peter Rogoff, announced that the Federal Transit Administration was changing the way that it allocates funding. So, for example, for transit systems, for example, under the Bush administration rules, the main criteria was that they would have to be cost-effective savings per distance. Well, that favored long lines as opposed to the sort of compact systems that would benefit New York. And they specifically said, we will, in this new set of rules, help more dense systems like New York. So they hinted that in the regular funding process, there may be more money for more ways to get around in New York and New Jersey. But in this particular set of grants, the city was, other than Moynihan Station, not one of the, you know, hugest winners sort of in terms of transit.
Will, your group, Smart Growth America, has been acting as a watchdog, I think it's fair to say, of sorts, for the stimulus spending. When you look for good transportation grants, what are you looking for?
Well, the United States has, depending on how you add it up, several trillion dollars worth of transportation infrastructure needs, probably a trillion of just straight-up repair to get roads, bridges, and transit systems back to where they need to be to just run well, and then another, you know, again, depending on how you add it up, trillion to sort of get to where we need to be in terms of new systems. So our first criteria is, are you fixing the stuff that you have? And the next criterion is, are you investing in new systems in a way that looks to the future, in a way that sort of responds to the needs of what the future is going to look like? What is that? It's smaller families, living probably in more city-like environments, probably a little bit less suburb-like. It's older folks that can't necessarily drive, and it's people that are choosing not to drive. And you've seen a resurgence in places like New York of folks choosing to live without a car. So first you fix it, and then you build for the transportation system that offers a lot of choices and is not accessible only to people who have bought a car.
And if I could just jump in, I mean, the Obama administration has articulated as a goal for itself that it wants to lay the groundwork for the transportation system of the future. And we actually did a podcast, which you can find on WNYC.org, in which we asked a number of reporters around the country, what are the lasting things you will see from the stimulus? And truth be told, actually, we're not going to see the Hoover Dam and the sort of big 1930s type WPA projects that we remember from all that Depression era spending. It is a lot of the stuff that Will was talking about, fixing things that aren't working. In California, which is, you know, the biggest state and the biggest recipient of stimulus transportation money, the biggest project is a new tunnel through a new tube through the mountains east of the San Francisco Bay. But, you know, okay, we're getting a new bore is not something that you think, okay, we're going to remember in 50 years. Now, the Tiger Grants, on the other hand, even though there's a tiny bit amount of money, it sort of signals the direction. It's an opening. You know, the stimulus is $787 billion. About $50 billion of that is for transportation. $1 billion of that is for these Tiger Grants, to give you a sense of the sense of the scale. But on the other hand, what they're doing is they are saying, okay, you know, if at some point the funding opens up, this is the direction that we would want to go.
This is Jamie Floyd. I'm sitting in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. My guests are WNYC reporter Andrea Bernstein and Will Shore, the State Policy Director for Smart Growth America, a national transportation advocacy group. And we are so pleased to have a call from Chris Calori, Commissioner of Transportation and Chairman of New Jersey Transit under Governor Corzine. Chris, thank you so much for calling into the Brian Lehrer Show, and I know you'll want to weigh in on the New Jersey side of things. What has New Jersey been doing with its federal stimulus funding?
Well, a lot, actually. And first of all, thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure.
To Andrea's point, the one thing that New Jersey did use part of its stimulus money was to advance the tunnel projects, the famous tunnel project to connect New Jersey and New York. It's an $8 billion project, and a part of that is going to be funded out of the stimulus funds. So there are projects that are going to have the lasting effect that people are looking for that would not have advanced but for the stimulus funding.
And this is something that is sort of that's just the argument that President Obama and Vice President Biden have been making, which is all of these things would have stopped without the stimulus. They would have slowed. So, you know, it's sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because the spending is getting out there, but it's sort of keeping things going that cities and municipalities in many cases had already planned. In New York, there's also the Second Avenue subway, for example.
And yet, and I think I'll come to you, Chris Calori, on this, there was a shift in the criteria of how these grants are given out based on the definition of, quote, cost effective. The idea of livability, for example, environmental concerns have now been added into the formula. Do you see those changes being played out in who did and who didn't get the Tiger grants? And then I'll have the other guests weigh in as well.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, on the Tiger grants, I know New Jersey had applied for 33 grants worth of $1.4 billion. So, and to Andrea's point, New Jersey got one, the pedestrian improvements in South Jersey. So I'm sure that the metrics that you talked about played a crucial role in it. But my focus is on the stimulus, the amount of money that New Jersey got. We got $1 billion to advance crucial infrastructure projects and to create jobs. We by the metrics that were produced by the federal government, we created or saved 9,800 jobs just last year. Those jobs would not have been created but for the stimulus money, and these projects would not have advanced but for the money.
Thank you so much, Chris Calori, for calling in. Andrea, do you want to weigh in on that point?
Well, yes. I mean, I do think that the ARC Tunnel is one of these, you know, it is one of the big projects for the region, and it hasn't happened yet. And it will, when it is built out, allow a lot of people in New Jersey to get out of their cars and onto the train. If you look at all of the access points from New Jersey to New York City, they are approaching capacity. So there is clearly the need for this kind of a project, and the stimulus has been moving it along. I mean, it's a very tough argument for the Obama administration to be making, which is that it would have been worse. All these things would have stopped had it not been for the economic stimulus. And, you know, when you poll people around the country, what they tend to think about the stimulus is that it is a road being built in somebody else's district. And in fact, most Americans are seeing the economic stimulus through their paychecks. There was a payroll tax cut. Some people are getting an extension in unemployment benefits. Other people are getting food stamps. And then the other way that's sort of kind of invisible to people is that the state governments of New York and New Jersey were facing gigantic, ginormous budget gaps last year. And the stimulus basically enabled them to plug those holes and avoid layoffs on the scale that they were talking about. And, you know, you see in some ways the chickens have come home to roost, because Governor Christie and Governor Patterson are having to make budgets now for next year without this big infusion of stimulus fiscal stabilization funds.
All right. Well, on that note, I think I'll say a big thank you to WNYC reporter Andrea Bernstein. Will Shore, thank you as well for joining us, State Policy Director for Smart Growth America, a national transportation advocacy group. I'm Jamie Floyd, sitting in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the next installment in our February weekly series on life and politics in the suburbs. Lawrence Levy will join us. He's going to look with us at who's moving into the suburbs and how those changing demographics are transforming life there.